Hello and welcome to Packaging Perspectives, a packaging podcast by BNP Media. I'm Kristen Joker, Editorial Director of Packaging Strategies and Flexible Packaging. Today's episode is the first of a three-part series called The Power of Sustainable Packaging. In this episode, we will be discussing how sustainable ink and coating solutions are making an impact on the labels and narrow web printing industry. I'm pleased to welcome our special guest, Dennis Sweet. Dennis is the Vice President, Commercial and Narrow Web at Sun Chemical. He is responsible for business development, product management, e-customer programs, strategic planning, cost management, sales growth, and strategic implementation. Welcome, Dennis. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
What trends are you seeing with labels, and what are label printing customers looking for with inks and coatings?
So the label industry is constantly evolving, as you know. We're seeing growing interest in shrink sleeve products. We're seeing interest in low migration products, especially in the food and pharmaceutical area. And there's an industry-wide movement towards LED curing in UV applications, and especially at higher press speeds. Press speeds are constantly pushing the limits of products to be able to produce a product faster, quicker. We're seeing that take place across the industry as we speak. We're seeing a big move towards sustainable solutions. Customers are looking, and they're being driven by brand owners, for more and more sustainable solutions in all their products.
Absolutely. How do sustainable resources drive Sun Chemical to develop new inks and coatings?
So sustainability is a focus of Sun Chemical across all of our products. In fact, you know, we're looking to provide our customers sustainable products. We really focus in one of three areas, right? One is a product compostable, recyclable, or biorenewable, right? So to give you an example, Sun Labs have developed a product that we call AquaGreen. And AquaGreen, what it essentially is we've replaced many of the hydrocarbon materials with a biorenewable plant-based resin. In fact, it is the highest biorenewable content product in the industry. And again, the product is called AquaGreen. And you know what we're seeing is more and more, as I mentioned, brand owners moving in that direction. Sun Chemical last year, in combination with its parent DIC, spent over $100 million in R&D development, and a lot of that was focused in the areas of sustainable solutions. Give you an example. One of the other areas that we've utilized for sustainable solutions is the use of our dispenser technology. Sun has developed a series of highly pigmented dispersions to be used with what we call the MX12 dispenser. And, you know, that has a lot of applications for a printer, but one of them is sustainability, right? So using that dispenser means that the customer is making actually only what he needs, right? He's not ordering more ink than he requires. It's reducing waste across the board. And so it's not only a cost savings to the printer, but it's also a huge leap in sustainability.
Yeah, that's amazing. Narrow web customers are also known for printing short runs and are looking for those trusted partners who can help them meet those specialized needs. How does Sun Chemical help customers be more nimble?
You know, I mentioned the MX12 dispenser. And so automated blending through the dispenser, it exactly meets that need, right? So rather than order a gallon or 2 gallons or 5 gallons of a product that you're going to print, you know, you'll order only or make actually only what you need. It is a huge advantage, and it's made exactly when you need it. So if a printer is printing today and he's printing on a particular substrate on a certain analogs, he can produce the product that he needs for that substrate and that analogs right out of his dispenser. So it enables him to get almost instantaneous service, right? So that's a big change from the traditional ink company. You know, our units are the size of a medium refrigerator, right? So the compact design and lower cost make it ideal for the smaller printer as well as a large printer. And, you know, Sun usually will put this dispenser in a company, no charge. What we ask is for a commitment, obviously, on the ink purchases. And let me also tell you that Sun is invested in color matching technology. which supplements the dispenser, right? And you can imagine there are millions, being Sun being the largest ink company in the world. This is really important since our system gets smarter at knowing what formula will meet a particular color on a particular substrate. So this database is used in our dispenser technology as well as our regional color matching centers. It enables a customer to get the color much faster. In narrow web in particular, Sun has just invested in a brand new state-of-the-art, highly automated manufacturing center. The facility is designed to turn orders very quickly and very efficiently. And we feel that the combination of the dispenser technology, color space technology, and our highly automated manufacturing facility really meets the need for sustainability as well as world-class service.
Wow, that covers a lot. But what else are label, narrow web, and tag printers looking for from an ink company like Sun Chemical?
Well, you know, I kind of said a lot, but we also kind of brainstormed that question. And, you know, typically a narrow web company has an issue or a problem that they need solved, right? And what do I mean by that? Well, for example, they could have a troublesome substrate that requires a special formulation to get the adhesion that they need, right? Or an ink designed to run at high speed on a newer narrow web press. They could have a requirement to meet certain odor, chemical resistance, or migration criteria. So in order to focus Sun's Chemical's vast resources, and they are vast, in order to focus those on the narrow web market, Sun has set up a new technology center. We call it the Center for Narrow Web Technology, and it's headquartered in Carlstadt, New Jersey. The center is headed up by Dr. David Bureau and his team, and it's solely dedicated to getting customer solutions to these kind of technical issues. It really is an industry resource, and customers really should take advantage of it. And let me just say one other thing too. In addition to providing those technical solutions, we provide on-press support. So Sun maintains a team of dedicated narrow web product specialists, as well as a team of customer technical service people that cover the entire USA and Canada. So sometimes a problem may manifest itself, not in a product, but on a press or an application. And that's where these guys and girls actually have their expertise, right? So they're familiar with all of our products that range from water to UV Flexo to offset, screen, sheet fed, solvent, and digital, and all of our coatings product, which Sun has the broadest coating product portfolio of any company in North America.
Where can listeners find out more information about what Sun Chemical is doing to drive sustainability in the label and narrow web printing market?
Well, listeners can go to the Sun Chemical website, where they can find a lot of info on sustainability and all of Sun Chemical's products. In addition to that, any of our field technical people can deliver seminars on any subject that they find on the website.
Dennis, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.
That was part one of our series. In part two of The Power of Sustainable Packaging, we'll be discussing biorenewability. For more information, go to sunchemical.com/poweroflabelpackaging. That's all one word, power of label packaging. Thank you for listening.